Good evening, everybody. This is Frank Allen here on WHRW Binghamton. This is a part of our show we like to call Tract or Fiction, where we look at a tract, a religious tract by Jack Chick, and then we discuss it. We have a debate about it and decide whether or not it's true or full of malarkey. This tract is actually the most recent tract Jack has made. It just came out just like a week or two ago on his website, which is chick.com, in case you're wondering. And it's called The Dirty Diamond. And it's very... Well, I'm not going to tell you what it is. You can judge for yourself. Here you go.
Once upon a time, in a neighborhood just like the one you live in, a mailman was attempting to deliver some mail. She was pounding on Mr. Peterson's door, but was receiving no answer.
Hey, Charlie, are you in there? I've got your mail. I wonder if he's okay. It's been 2 days. Hey, have you seen Mr. Peterson? He always waits for me. I'm kind of worried about him.
We'll go check on him. The door's unlocked. Mr. Peterson? Hello? Are you there?
I'll check the backyard. Dad, I found him in back! I think he's dead!
He's still alive, son. Call an ambulance!
Okay, Dad!
The EMTs came quickly and rushed Mr. Peterson to the hospital.
He's got 2 broken legs, but in about 3 months, he should be in good shape. Thank God you found him.
And about 3 months later...
I'm in good shape? Well, thank God you found me. I wouldn't be here if not for you folks.
We're glad to help you.
I bought you this cake from the store, Mr. Peterson.
Sorry, folks. I'm really touched by your kindness and to show my appreciation. There's something I wanted to give you. I'll be right back. I forgot where I put... Oh, here it is! Now, it's been in my family for years, and there's a story behind it that I want to share with you. My great-grandfather, Jedediah, was an engineer in South Africa. He was searching for diamonds. Now, his son, Randolph, he worked with him. He did. Now, one day, they were in an old abandoned mine. Now, each was in a different mine shaft. The son saw something in the wall. Now, he called his father to come join him, and he started digging out when an earthquake hit. Whoa! So, there was a cave in then, and by the time Grandpa Jedediah got there, Randolph was caught under a huge pile of, dirt and debris. And he was trying to claw his way out. So, Randolph's hand broke through, and then it stopped moving. So, Jedediah did his best to dig him out, but it was too late. So, in his hand was a large, uncut, diamond. But, what was it worth compared to the life of his only son? So, Grandpa Jedediah kept a stone uncut to remind him of his son, which a tragedy he never got over. So, he made a strange request that his family never, ever, ever appraise the cut of that diamond. His request was honored, and by the time I got it, it looked dirty and worthless. So, just as I left the hospital, they told me I have inoperable cancer. Now, since I have no kinfolk, no friends except you, I'd like you to have it. I ask only one thing. Pay my doctor. He's a good man. The rest is yours.
Wow.
Hey, take it home and discuss it with your wife.
The man did just that, but his wife was not very impressed by Mr. Peterson's tale.
I smell a rat. What a stupid story.
But he's a nice old guy.
Shut up, Junior.
Honey, he's dying.
Everybody dies, George. That's the ugliest so-called diamond I've ever seen. It's only glass, you moron. Take it back this instant.
Gee, Mom.
But honey, it'll hurt his feelings.
I don't care. We're not spending our hard-earned money to appraise his junk. Tell him thanks, but no thanks.
Yes, dear. Right away, dear.
The unwanted gift was returned, and shortly after, Mr. Peterson died. So who got the dirty diamond? 6 months later, a smartly dressed man was seen on what was once Mr. Peterson's lawn.
Good morning!
What are you doing over there? Old man Peterson's dead.
Yes, we know. When he died, he had no will, so the state took possession of his property.
You got a bum deal. What's that old rundown dump worth? Bet it ain't much.
Oh, on the contrary, madam. Going through his things, we found an uncut stone.
That dirty diamond he almost dumped on us? We turned it down. We're no fools.
Oh, that was a bad decision. We were amazed at its value.
You're kidding. What was it worth?
Just over $4 million.
Ah!
Good heavens! She's fainted!
Mom! Mom, wake up!
An hour later, the woman was able to recover consciousness, if not her dignity.
$4 million. $4 million. Lost. Gone. It was in our hands, and now it's gone forever? I'll regret this the rest of my life.
Oh, honey, we'll get over it.
Maybe you'll forget, but I never will.
You've been through a very difficult time, but I can see you could lose out on something far more valuable.
More than $4 million?
Look, I'm a lawyer, and I work with wills all the time. You haven't lost out yet.
Tell me more.
I know of a will I can help you claim. It's worth a lot more than that dirty diamond.
It sounds great, but how much is it going to cost?
For you, madam, not a thing.
All right, we're in. Talk to me.
God prepared a gift for you.
What? God? Are you nuts?
Shut up, Liz. Don't ruin this for us.
If you're not careful, you'll lose out on this, too. God made out a will. If you're in it, you'll have eternal life in heaven and forgiveness for all of your sins.
If it involves a will, doesn't somebody have to die first?
Yes. God died. Didn't you know that?
God died? Are you crazy? When?
When Jesus came from heaven to become a man, we had God with us. The Creator took the form of flesh. Sin was the reason Jesus came, because sin was destroying mankind. Only God Almighty could get rid of that filthy stuff. Do you know what it cost him? Everything! Jesus was sacrificed for our sins. Only God's blood could wash them away. This was the gift of God. Jesus died putting that will into effect. Then he rose from the dead and returned to heaven. Whoever believes and receives Jesus has a part in his will. They'll get everything Jesus promised. Those that don't have all their sins revealed on Judgment Day. Your life will be played back in a giant magical jumbotron. Jesus will know why God won't allow you into heaven.
Porcupine zygotes!
God will say to you,
depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels, my child.
And you will be in the lake of fire forever, unless you take his love, gift.
I want it. I want God's gift. I want to be in his will.
Then let's get it settled on our knees.
This family lost out on the dirty diamond, but they received the greatest treasure of all.
All right, and that was The Dirty Diamond, the most recent track done by Jack Chick. Very enlightening stuff.